إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you about the importance of doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thoughtfully. Now that statement is actually oxymoronic, because how can you do zikr, which is remembrance, thoughtlessly? It's a contradiction of terms. Remembrance itself means thoughtful. How can you have remembrance which is thoughtless? But that is unfortunately what we seem to have done to zikr. We have converted zikr into a thoughtless mechanical repetition of certain words and phrases. So it's like just reciting some, you know, mantra or something, just like that, without any understanding of what is actually being said, just saying it. What is being said, we don't know, we don't care, but we have been told, say after the first salawat, say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times. So we are focusing more on the count. Was it 33 or 34? What is the effect of Subhanallah? What is the meaning of Subhanallah? You are not concerned about that. Just time yourself and see how long does this dhikr take. Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. This is like, I mean, what is it? It's not even, we are not even, most of us, we do not even pronounce the term itself. We do not say Subhanallah with a ha, not a ha. We don't say Subhanallah, we say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What is Subhanallah? This is not zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, we don't know what it is. It's a meaningless word, meaningless sound. That's not the name of Allah. It's not the zikr of Allah. How does it comply? This is the thoughtless way of doing zikr. And that is something which I remind myself and you, let us not do that. Because alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes us to come to the masjid, causes us to pray by jama'ah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to sit in zikr after that, and then shaitan comes and steals that from us. Because no matter how much of a hurry we want to be in, how much time will we save, and is that really saving of time? Because here, when you are sitting in the masjid, it is counted as ibadah. We are getting hasanat for this, we are getting good deeds for this. Every subhanallah is one tree in Jannah. Every subhanallah is one tree in Jannah. Imagine how many, what does that mean? One tree in Jannah means what? It's not just a question of a tree in Jannah. It means that, biznillahi ta'ala, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us Jannah. Just for saying this. Now, if we do that thoughtlessly, as I said, it's a contradiction of terms. How can you be doing something which requires thought thoughtlessly? That means you're not doing it. If it is being done thoughtlessly, it means it is not being done. So let us think about it and say, how can we do it thoughtfully and what is the benefit of that? Take for example, as part of the azkar after first salah, alhamdulillah, we have this on this chart in the masjid. We must memorize those azkar and do them. So we have the zikr where we say, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. Now take this one kalima, take this one sentence and see how it completely and totally covers the entire creed and the entire concept of Tawheed. The entire basis of Islam, the entire belief that we have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And we need to sit with this and we need to reflect on this. La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. There is no one who fulfills any need except Allah. Koi maabood nahi hai siwai Allah ke, koi hajat rawa nahi hai siwai Allah ke. That is the uluhiyat and rububiyat in the kalima. La ilaha illallah, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And there is no one who fulfills any need except Allah. So we may be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we may be making sadda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but my heart is connected with my business, my heart is connected with something, and where I'm saying that, no, if this business stops tomorrow, I will stop. If something happens here, my needs cannot be fulfilled anymore. That means, where is the actual ibadah? Where is it going? I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I have this desire and that desire, and I'm trying to please this person and that person. And in order to fulfill those desires, I am going against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I said in the last Jummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah called it ilah. Ilahahu hawa. Allah said, their ilah, their ma'bud, their deity to which they worship is their own desire. I didn't say this, Allah said this. See the ayat in Surah Al-Furqan. So, the issue is, when we are saying La ilaha illallah, we have to sit and do the nafi and do the denial of all of these things and say that no, none of this is important, none of this is worth anything. Only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. It starts with the nafi, it starts with the denial of everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being worthy of anything at all. Nothing has any importance. La ilaha illallah is there is no one worthy of worship. There is no one who has any importance. There is no one who has any significance. There is no one who is worthy of any respect or any fear or any reliance other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Nothing is comparable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. La nafi wa la dharra illallah. No benefit can come from anyone other than Allah. No harm can come from anyone without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we haven't even gone to the rest of the. I'm looking only at this one. La ilaha illallah, that's it. The rest of the kalima is still there. Inshallah, we'll see. But I'm saying this is the meaning of dhikr. The meaning of dhikr is we sit with this thing. And we reflect on this and we go into our own life and say, these are the words. Now, what is the reflection of these words in my life? This is the sun, with all its power. Think about this. The sun with all its power cannot illuminate a room which is where the door is shut and there are curtains and blinds on the windows. Cannot illuminate. I mean, the hotels we stay in, they have, as a rule normally, they have the regular curtains. And then behind the curtains, they have a thick canvas curtain, which you can draw to keep sunlight out. So if you want to sleep late in the morning, you draw those curtains. It's pitch dark. It's absolutely pitch dark. It's like the middle of the night. If those curtains are drawn, there's not one ray of sunlight which can come inside the room. So the sun with all its glory and magnificence and power and whatnot cannot penetrate a room where the curtains are drawn. And that is the issue. The issue is not whether there is the power in the kalam of Allah. The issue is that if your heart and my heart is covered with these canvas curtains, it will not come. It's not a question of is there power in the word of Allah. That's not the issue. Issue is you do not want that power to come inside. Who put the curtain? Allah did not put the curtains there. You put the curtains. I put the curtain. The curtain is there. Who drew the curtain? I drew the curtain. Now once I draw the curtain, sunlight will not come. So there's no sense in blaming the sun for this when I have drawn the curtain. And that is what we have done to our hearts. We have drawn the curtains and the veils over our hearts. And these are the veils and the curtains of this dunya. Of money and greed and desire and, you know, all kinds of things. So that inside it is pitch dark. And the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words is not able to illuminate our hearts because the curtains are drawn. So we have to pull off these curtains. We have to remove these curtains. How to do that? By sitting and reflecting. Say, La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship, no one worthy of reliance, no one who fulfills any need except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the shaitan will come and say, what about my business? We have to resolve that. What about the business? Should I go and shut down the business? Is that the meaning of La ilaha illallah? No. It means take the business out of your heart. It does not mean take the business off the street. Yesterday somebody came to me and for career counseling and he told me, you know, I've got all these things that I have written down, goals and so on and so on. So I said, what is your final ultimate goal? What is it that you want to achieve in life? He didn't have that. So I told him, unless you have that goal, how will you prioritize anything else? If I tell you, did you spend today well or not? How do you define that? What is well? Once you have a goal, then you say, okay, my time was spent in achieving my goal, therefore my day is well spent. But unless you have a goal. So he said, no, but you know, if I have a worldly goal, is it taking me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he said, how can a goal take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If the reason for the goal is the pleasure of Allah. So issue is not the goal. Issue is not how much money you will make. Issue is inside the heart. Where is your dukan? Inside your heart? Or is it in the market? Where is your business? Where is your employment? And where is your employer? And so on. Where is it? Inside the heart. Now that is what needs to be removed. So La ilaha illallah is to remove that. And that comes from reflection. That comes also from then taking a risk on that. Which means that when the time for salah comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why Allah said, when the call for salah is made, فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَزَرُوا الْبَيْءِ. That is the test. I'm sitting here and saying, no, لَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. My business is nothing, absolutely. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. My business is not in my heart. But then when the call for Adhan comes, and I'm doing a deal, or I'm not even doing a deal, maybe some customers are there, or there's something, or I said, no, hold on, I'll just finish this call. I'll just finish this meeting. I'll just finish this deal. So then this earlier statement was a lie. Because how is it? Allah is saying, when the call for salah comes, فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Run towards the dhikr of Allah. وَزَرُوا الْبَيْءِ. Leave your business. Clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayat of Surah Jumu'ah, I said, leave your business. وَزَرُوا الْبَيْءِ. That is the test. So if you are really saying that there is no one who fulfills needs except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the test comes 5 times a day at least. At least 5 times a day. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Hayya ala salah. That is the test. So it's not just a matter of saying it. Everybody can say it. Test is the proof. Is my iman really there in my heart? And that is what we have to do. When we sit in zikr and we say, La ilaha illallah, I must reflect in my life and say, what is it I am doing? What are the markers? What are the signposts in my life which show that I am on Sirat al-Mustaqim? Like when we drive somewhere, if you don't know the road, nowadays, of course, all this Google maps and whatnot. But otherwise, if you are going down the road somewhere, how many times have we said, अरे उसका वो फलाने गांव का साइन आना था ना अब तक नहीं आया, सड़क सही है नहीं है, नहीं बोलते. They're going in a particular direction and you say, no, that particular town or that particular village, we have not seen those signs on this road. We should have seen by now, we would have seen the sign for such and such a village or such and such a town which comes on this road. Are we on the right road or not? How come we are not seeing those signs? These are the signs. How come I'm not seeing the signs of this iman, la ilaha illallah, in my life? Hayya ala salah, I'm sitting here. Which road am I on? Is it Sirat al-Mustaqim or some other Sirat? That is the idea of zikr. That is the purpose of zikr. Not just simply sit and say, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, 100 times, khalas, my majlis of zikr is over. La hawla quwwata illa billah. That's a joke. We must sit that one La ilaha illallah must be sufficient for me. Not, I don't have to say it 20 times. That one is enough for me if I reflect on this. That's why dhikr with thoughtfulness. Inshallah, we'll talk more if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq later, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika wa rahmatullahi.